Since the tiny Gulf state of Qatar stunned the world by winning the chance to host football's most dazzling tournament, it's attracted worldwide attention. But that has come at a price. A focus on the housing and working conditions of low-skilled migrant workers. There are no complaints at this brand new accommodation complex we were shown by the government. A luxury swimming pool, a well-equipped gym. Workers on World Cup projects are the lucky ones.
Everything is good here. My lifestyle has changed. It's a better, more hygienic place to live.
On the other side of town and away from our PR minders, we joined a busload of labourers to see where the majority of migrants live now. Many have been here for years and endure the long hours and lack of holiday in order to send money back home. We'd heard conditions were a far cry from what we'd seen earlier. What we didn't know is that we were being followed by the State Security Service.
Our arrest was dramatic. 8 cars drove us off the road as we left the centre of Doha. The cameraman, driver, translator and I were treated like spies and interrogated separately by security officers. Our camera and footage were seized. In handcuffs, we were hauled in front of a prosecutor. He accused us of disrespecting Qatar and threatened us with a spell behind bars to teach us a lesson. Then, after 2 nights in a filthy prison, just as suddenly as we'd been arrested, they let us go.
FIFA say they are investigating what happened to us. They say any restriction to press freedom will be looked into with the seriousness it deserves.